Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Steve Tomaszewski, and we are live with the Chicago Blitz football team, President Tom Gosch, Jack McInerney, and Jack Storino from the History Channel, Hot Guns and Automobile. We'll be right back with Talking Sports. Let's get some of our friends from Fox and Turner. Of the Chicago Blitz indoor football team, Tom Gosch. In fact, I think he's on the line right now. Tom Gosch, welcome to Talking Sports. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Doing good. Super Bowl Sunday, nothing better, baby. Woo!
Story doesn't get any better, does it?
No, it doesn't. Anytime we can play some football and then have a good time, it works out for me.
It does good. Tom, tell us a little bit about who the heck is the Chicago Blitz, and what do you do? Where are they? Who are they?
The Chicago Blitz, we're a professional indoor football team. We're going to be heading into our second season coming up in March, toward the end of March, and we'll be playing at the Odeum out there in Villa Park, Illinois. And
okay.
We had our first season last year, went 7-3, and so we want to take that winning momentum into this season and bring a championship to Chicago. And ain't nothing better to do it than inside on a beautiful field with controlled climate weather, so you don't have to worry about snow, you don't have to worry about wind, you don't have to worry about cold. You just got to worry about having a great time and watching a great football team.
Well, we're looking at the offense here, right here, and tell us about some of the new players coming in for 2015. From the quarterback, you got a couple of quarterbacks there, a couple of new running backs. What kind of players you got coming in for this year?
Well, it's really amazing. We had a tryout in October, and we had over 65 guys come out to the tryout. We had it up in Libertyville at the Libertyville Sports Complex. And I was told by the coaches that do all the evaluation that we could have had 55 guys for our team. And probably split up into at least two different teams and still maybe take a run for a championship. So we had to dwindle that down to inviting about 45 players to our training camp that's coming up towards the middle of February. And from there, we got to dwindle that down to about 25 guys with a couple of guys on the practice squad. And everybody's looking good. It's all looking really good. The good part is we're in Chicago, and Chicago is a great football town, so we got a lot of talent that can come out and play for us. And they sure did come out in October. As far as the specifics, hey, I can't give away any of our secrets. You know, I can't give away who's going to be playing where. Not only can I not do it because I shouldn't, you know, they realize that the business side of the blitz, I can do really well. The football side of the blitz, I leave up to the football guys and let them make those decisions so we can bring a championship back to Chicago.
Well, that's where it all starts. I'll talk about secrets. We have a big secret here for you right now. One of our friends, we're going to bring him in live, is Jack McInerney, the CEO and founder of InTime TV. Jack, thank you for joining us today from Bolingbrook, Illinois. How are you?
Cold. There's 14 inches of snow out here, and I've been shoveling all day.
Well, doesn't get any better than that. Well, Tom, I know that we haven't had a chance to get together with Jack yet, but Jack, we were talking about doing some broadcasts with the Chicago Blitz. How do you think that would intertwine with InTime TV and the Chicago Blitz?
I think that would work really, really well. They say, a lot of sports teams are moving from legacy TV, which a lot of people my age are still on, but people of, as they call millennials, are just not getting their video from traditional TV. They're getting it from various forms of the Internet. So I think a new team like the Blitz in a new league would work well with that. I'm just curious, how much does a ticket cost for a Blitz game?
Well, we start at $10 per seat. And if you want to sit more toward the middle of the field, it's $15. And if you want a front row seat, they're $20.
Totally reasonable. Do you guys have cheerleaders?
We do. Jenny Hintz has become our director of the Chicago Blitz girls dancers. She has a background with the former Slaughter, as well as some of the semi-pro teams. So she's bringing the professional dance squad to the Odeum. Those tryouts are actually coming up in February. I believe it's February. You know what? You'd have to go to the Facebook page, Chicago Blitz Dancers on Facebook, and I can't remember the exact date off the top of my head right now.
Because some folks may know, listeners may know, that your crosstown rival, an old team called the Chicago Bears, is one of the seven or eight teams that have no cheerleaders.
Not only do they have no cheerleaders, but they, ever since they stopped having cheerleaders, they stopped winning Super Bowls. So the last time they've had cheerleaders was 1985. So
wow,
we don't want to bring that jinx to the indoor level. So that's why we went out and tried to find some cheerleaders, as well as an outstanding director to help us put it together.
Well, that's what happens when your team is owned by someone in their 90s. I did not. I apologize, Mrs. McCaskey.
Well, Jack, I know that you've got a great mobile app out there, and we're talking with Dave Aiello. We're talking to Pipeline. We just got a nod from Microsoft. So, one of the great things, you know, when we met with you and Coach Oliver, is that when is the first game coming up, Tom? When is one of the first games coming up here?
We're in the end of March, and the first game is going to be at the Odeum on the 29th of March. That's our first home game.
What's the address of the Odeum?
The Odeum is 1033 North Villa Avenue in Villa Park. So basically it is North Avenue and Route 83. Oh, I missed something. You there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah, we stepped out for a second.
Yep.
Okay,
sure.
So we're back at the Odeum.
What suburb is it in?
It's in Villa
what?
Park, just a little
oh,
bit
in
west
Villa
of Elmhurst.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Very centrally located.
Oh, very much
yep,
so, yeah.
It's just about just a few miles east of 355 and literally right off the corner of Route 83 and Lake Street between Lake Street and North Avenue in Villa Park, Illinois. You were asking about what is new and vibrant in the industry. I want to bring in a young lady by the name of Jax Tarina. who I've met just a few years ago. And without saying another word, I just want to introduce her. Jax, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're great. Jax, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your history? I mean, you're an Elmhurst College graduate in journalism. But what have you been doing since there? I know what you've been doing, but our audience doesn't.
Okay. Well, I'm a model and an actress, and I'm based here in Chicago. I shoot romance novel covers. I've been on over 600 books, and I shoot them all in California. So I get out of this cold weather every now and then, which is nice. I also have been in about 12 different movies, all been shot in Chicago. Two of them have been sold, and they're on DVD. And I graduated from Elmhurst College.
And then you're also on a couple of great shows here in the past. I'm going to jump out and talk with Tom on the side. Jack, I'll ask you to take over for a second. But tell us more about the History Channel and what you did here in Chicago at 5 o'clock in the morning for the past year and a half.
All right. Well, I co-hosted the Man Cow Show for a year and a half here in Chicago. And I also was on God, Guns, and Automobiles, which it was Man Cow's show with him and his brother. It was very fun. It was on History Channel. I got to go down to Butler, Missouri, which was an experience, but it was a very fun one. It's a different culture down there, but I loved working with him, and it was great to co-host his show here in Chicago.
Okay. There we go.
I missed a question.
All right. Jax was just finishing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up just 2 weeks on February 15th, we're going to be at the Chicago Auto Show. Now, a friend of ours had called in today, Alan Sherling, who introduced us to the A.J. Foyt Racing Team and Larry Foyt. Very happy to see him. We're going to be doing a show on Sunday, 12 o'clock in the media room. Everyone is most welcome to be there. And, Jax, I'm pretty excited that going to be one of our new co-hosts on one of our new shows coming up, Talking Cars, as we travel around the Midwest, the Autobahn Country Club, Gingerman Raceway, Michigan International Speedway. We got a shot to go out to Laguna Seca this year in California. And Jack McInerney, you've been around since day one. Of course, we're going to need that Inside TV to come on out there and shoot those live cam cars. Tell us about the new equipment you have coming in for 2015, Jack, for the cameras and the cars for live shots.
Well, we basically use a traditional TriCaster, although our chief engineer is much more able to explain the equipment side. I'm just the CEO, which means I don't know anything. But that would be Fritz Goldman, who's been in the business for 35 years. And what's really good about, just to speak on a 60-foot level of this, is the equipment is getting lighter, cheaper, faster, and more mobile, to where we're going to a planet of 7 billion people, which means we're now going to a planet of 7 billion reporters. So we can get every bit of action from every angle on the planet. So when it comes to auto racing, not only can you get it from inside the car and the drivers and around the stadium, but you can do some rather unique things like pit crews to get an angle from what is it like trying to change a tire in 7 seconds, which gives us a blend.
Jack, I think we should give you a couple of cameras, and as you're walking around the auto show or on the field with Tom Gosch, you can get some helmet cams going there. We think you can do that, Jax?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
I was talking to Jax Tarina to go through it.
All
right,
okay.
Jax, I know
you got a couple
of more engagements going here again. Tell us about your website and how we can get in touch with you on Facebook. Go ahead, Jax.
Okay, my website is theworldofjax.com. That's theworldofjax, J-A-X.com. And Facebook, it's Facebook.com/theworldofjax. Keep up with me and all my adventures I go on.
Well, Jax Tarina, thank you so much for being on our show today. Look forward to seeing on a new show, Talking Cars, starting at Chicago Auto Show. All right, let's get back to Tom Gosch. Tom, a couple of things talking with Jack McInerney. We got Phyllis coming up here in a minute. But you know, there's a lot of things. What might be the legalities of miking a show on the field itself? Have you guys talked about that yet for 2015, or do you think that is too much interference for the players to contend with while they're playing a game? What would be your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know what the league rules are. I think any way to promote the game would be a welcome addition. And, yeah, we should. They make up the NFL guys. Our guys are just as boisterous. We try to be a little bit a little bit more family friendly, but yeah, we can definitely figure that out and see if there's the right spot for it.
Well, I know Jack McInerney had an idea of saying, let's go around to the fans and have the fans send plays in to the coach's assistant and saying, here's what the plans are saying, what the fans are saying. Jack, I thought that was a brainstorm of yours.
Thanks. I appreciate it. We try to help any way we can.
Just to get through it. Well, Jack, I know that you're on another show right now coming up in about 15 minutes. Just want to say a special thanks. And, Jack, how do we get a hold of you and the website in the future?
It's simply at intimetv.com. If anyone needs to reach me, if they have an idea for a show in the future, just call me on my phone number, 312-9-OK-JACK.
Oh, I like that. I know K-Jack. Jack McInerney, CEO, came my first break in Internet TV just 5 short years ago, now over 5 million viewers. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. Good luck. Have a great show.
All right, thanks. Hey, Tom, coming up right now, there's a young lady out here by the name of Phyllis. We just met recently. Phyllis, you're live on the air with Talking Sports. Tell us who you are and what you do. Go ahead, Phyllis.
Hi, Steve. This is me. We just met, and I am not one of your young people, but I love the show. I love everything that you did at the Tilted Kilt in Schaumburg, everything that you did at the mall with all the veterans and everything, talking about stuff. And even though my Bears, lifelong Bears, I've been waiting with my nose pressed on the window since 85 for a return of that team, but I have to say, go Patriots. I don't know if that's right or not, but we don't have a team. So I think this team now with your gentleman that was just on, the Chicago Blitz, sounds like it could be going somewhere, especially with a 7-3 record.
Yeah, we want to capitalize off of that, and we do want to bring a championship team back to Chicago, especially on the football side of things.
Right.
I am rooting for the Seahawks today because it's the lesser of the two evils. But I have an aunt that lives out in Seattle who's a diehard Seahawks fan, so I want to try to give her two in a row. And because if we can't have it, we may as well let our loved ones enjoy trying to get that championship.
Yeah, you're right. I just
right,
don't
so
have anybody in
Seattle.
Okay. Nobody in Seattle. Only Chicago.
For the Patriots?
Yes.
Right, so pick one team here today. Who are you going to root for today, Phyllis?
Patriots.
Go Patriots.
Why, go
Phyllis,
Patriots.
How do we get in touch with you? Why do we get in touch with you on your website?
Phyllis Batso at Facebook.
Doesn't get any better than that. Phyllis, thanks for being a guest on Talking Sports. You know, just a few short years ago, I was downtown, and I approached a young man by the name of Stan Wozniak, who will be on the phone here in just a couple of seconds, about doing a show called Talking Restaurants. Well, since then, we have launched on the Reality TV and In Time Network, Devour TV, with now over 117 restaurants on our platform. I'd like to introduce Stan Wozniak. And Stan, you're on with Tom Gosch, president of the Chicago Blitz. How are you today?
Everything's great, guys. So you got to give me a minute here to do the national anthem right now.
We're going to be on hold, and we're going to broadcast that right now.
Can I rock it?
No intercourse. No blue.
Wow, it doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Steve. That's as a, you know, as an ex-Marine, that means a lot. So that's the most important part of the game to me, not being a sports guy. So that always gives me goosebumps.
Well, we want to send a special shout-out last night to the VFW 5151. Out there, at, I believe, in Carroll Stream, Illinois, Rolling Meadows, we had over 100 VFW Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, and Coast Guard members for a tribute to American Sniper, the movie, with Brian Anderson, a triple amputee, our friend through the Bob Rorman Network. Watch it and walk in as a group. So Semper Fi, and a shout-out to all of our friends out there. Hey, talking sports, Dan, I know you're busy. You got your own Super Bowl party going, but... You know, let's talk about the 85 Chicago Bears and bring them back in 2015. How about that? How do you say to that?
Well, the greatest team of history in my eyes, but let's hope they bring them back. Unfortunately, I think they're going to, not only about sports, but about character, I just don't think they're going to be able to do a Cutler. They got to get rid of Cutler.
Well,
in my
eyes. And now you've got the president. Let me introduce you to Tom Bill. She's on the other line right now. Say hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Well, Tom would know better than I. Tom would definitely know better than I would. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of. I'm glad that the Bears changes, you know, they have made, and I'm actually really happy with the new coach they put on. But it just they have the. To me, I don't know. I think they have to change some fundamental people. It's got to start with the quarterback. Yeah. I never respected
it. It's going to take a while with the Bears. So don't expect too much this year. And you probably will see Cutler back, and you'll see Marshall back and some of those guys, mainly because of the contracts, but also because you've got to start drafting the right people, and you got to start with that number one draft pick, that first round. And when they start to do that, then you'll start to see some success, like the Patriots have, and the Packers, and the Seahawks. So you'll see it. Give it at least a year, then the playoffs in the next year, and then expect some Super Bowls coming from the Bears. But
you think that'll come with Cutler, though, huh?
No, it's not going to come with Cutler, but when they draft next year, when they draft a quarterback, and they do their right thing, they'll do it with a different quarterback. But they are going to have to keep Cutler and keep him around at least for another year.
Yeah.
That's just my theory.
Well, it's all about money, so I get that. But,
it is.
You know.
It's the business side of the sports, yep.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. Well, Stan, maybe we can invite you out. You kind of know everybody that's out there to one of the Chicago Blitz football games coming out. What do you think of that, Mr. President? You think we can invite Stan out?
We definitely have room for Stan.
I would definitely love to be there. I'd love to do that. I've caught up a little bit on you and stuff, and I'm wishing the best. We need, Chicago definitely needs a winning new team. Let's put it that way.
You'll be my guest at one of the games this year, the one that's most convenient for you to come out to.
Thank you so much, Coach. I really appreciate that.
Sure. Ooh, I like being called.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Steve, very much. God bless you guys all, and hope you guys have a good game. And I'm going for the Patriots just for the fact that we absolutely kicked their freaking butt in 85. So. I'm hoping that that's my pick for today. Short, but real quick though, it's gonna be a tight game though. But Patriots on my side.
Final score, Stan. What's the final score of the game today? Give us your final score of the game today.
I have no. You're asking the wrong person. But I think it'll be close, and it's the Patriots though is what I'm hoping. So, not that I hate.
We're gonna
put
one for the Patriots.
Not that I have anything against the Seahawks. It's just, like I said, I love Brady. He's cool, and collective, and I just think I think he's got his head on his shoulders for this game. I think he wants this. I think, like you said, he wants this game. Whoever wants it the most is going to win. And it sure seems like the Patriots want it the most at this time. So we'll see what happens. But I've been wrong plenty of times before, so don't hold me to it, Steve or Coach. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We gotcha. You know what? It's great of you to call in. Have a great Super Bowl party. We love your hors d'oeuvres. And Semper Fi. Have a great game.
Semper Fi,
thank you to Stan Watson. Okay, bye. All right, let's go back to it. We've got another person on the line here. His last numbers are 0642. I think that's Phyllis. Is that right? 0642? Phyllis? Okay. And we've got the lines lit up here. Let's go back to President Tom Gosch. Tom, what are you looking forward to now with the Chicago Blitz in 2015? What is the number one thing you're trying to achieve here with the Chicago Blitz this year?
Well, I said it at least four times. It's definitely a championship. Bringing the championship back to Chicago is our number one goal. And looking at the players that we have, and the organization that we've put together over the last year, it's definitely achievable. And I'm really looking forward to finally getting these guys on the field, finally seeing what we got as far as, football-wise, and just really having a lot of fun, at the games, bringing families out, bringing youth organizations out. We got lots of different evenings, theme evenings, including a throwback night where we want to bring back some of the original Blitz. For those of you who might not know, the Blitz were a USFL team in the early 80s, from 83 to about 85. And the original Chicago Blitz had two coaches during their tenure. The first coach was Hall of Fame coach Mark Levy. And we've enjoyed, they were an okay team in a tough league, but now we've got Coach Mike Oliver, and we're just going to have a lot of fun. So I'm going to predict a championship, but the team is probably going to get a little angry with me putting the cart before the horse a little bit.
Well, what about, get a little bit of play here. You've got a kicker, if I remember right, Jules Harshberger, and will she be back this year?
Jules was invited back to camp, and she is coming. Coach feels so good about her ability that as of right now, she's the only kicker in camp. So she's got a little bit to prove, but she was the league MVP in special teams last year. So we're looking for great things from her once again.
Well, we also want to send a shout-out to the Blitz partners like the Odium. I believe John Zaley is still there. Duckett,
yep.
Chiropractic, if I'm saying that correctly.
Duquette. It's Duquette. Aaron Duquette is our team
Aaron Duquette, okay. We can go through it. And then you got Crazy Pours,
where we're going to have all of our after-game parties. You can meet some of the players, the coach, and, of course, the front office staff, like myself, at the Crazy Pour after all of the Chicago Blitz games. Our team physician is Dr. Brian Forsyth. He's with Midwest Orthopedic out of Rush Hospital, downtown Chicago. And they've come on board as a sponsor and also providing an outstanding physician for the guys, make sure they're in tip-top shape and health. And, of course, the Daily Herald, the suburban newspaper, has been a great sponsor for us in getting the word out for a lot of our different activities and events.
Well, you know what, Tom? We're very grateful. We know that the Super Bowl Game 49 is about to start here in the next minute or two.
Okay.
And we want to say a special thanks to Tom Gosch, president of the Chicago Blitz football team. And, Tom, if we can ask, what's the easiest website to get to? I got ChiTownBlitz.com is one of them.
ChiTown Blitz. That's one of our original ones, but we decided to make it a little bit more direct. ChicagoBlitzFootball.com, ChicagoBlitzFootball.com. That's where you can get tickets. You can buy the tickets online. You can also call for tickets. You can call for tickets at 630 465-5659, and you can talk to Bree, who handles the tickets operation. And we've got some great family deals. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four Cokes for $44, and the same thing with five. Five tickets, five hot dogs, five Cokes for $55. So family fun atmosphere. Check it out.
And you know what? We've been to enough of these games around the Midwest. We're great supporters of the Chicago Wolves. Don Levin, our friends over there, Mike Gordon, Tio Giovannuti, some great people. We've been out to the other stadiums as we go around the league, Chicago Ice Hogs, working with the Chicago White Sox, and now the Chicago Blitz. Tom, thank you for being a guest on Talking Sports on Super Bowl 49, Tom Gosch. And, Tom, what's that website again if somebody has a question about the new and greatest team in Chicago?
ChicagoBlitzFootball.com. Family fun and football, baby. Woo!
It doesn't get any better than that. Hey, Katy Perry's coming up in a minute. Let's put her on live. Let's hear a song. Have a great day, Chicago Blitz Football. We'll be right back.
I know a place where the grass is really green.
and we're back with the Chicago Blitz Super Bowl 49 at a score of New England 0, Seattle 0. And we've got 11 minutes and 40 seconds left to go. Fourth and six, a flag on a play. Seattle does catch the punt. Special teams are down with 11 minutes and 34 seconds to go. Hey, you know, we want to say a special thanks to Tom Gosch for being on our show today, talking sports. What a great day. Can't do the show without him, as we say, so it doesn't get any better than that. So it's always a good thing to start up a great show with some great talents. Jack Serino was on our show today from God, Guns, and Automobile, the History Channel. Great co-host, the man Kyle Muller in Chicago. It's the man Kyle in the morning, excuse me. And already now, with the flags on the play as we go into the early part of the first period, and it looks like, you know, he went by him and he literally touched the punter's leg up in the air, unintentional, of course. Nothing good. He tried to not hit him, but for all you listening or watching the show out there, a very special thanks for listening to our show, Talking Sports, as the quarterbacks warm up. You know, Pete Carroll, years ago, one of the great coaches of USC, and actually had a niece who went to that school, and through an act of fate became one of the football managers and part of the USC Trojans football team organization. So a very special thanks to USC for everything they've done, for keeping the spirit up there. They've had their travesties. They've had their problems. And you know what? You get up the next day and you go for it. We all have our problems out there. And Pete Carroll went on to go to Seattle Seahawks. And again, back in Super Bowl contention. How does it get any better than that? You know, our friend Jim Harbaugh years ago, if you want to go back to Chicago Bears and then out to San Diego, San Francisco, he's been there and everywhere. And long story short, California and the brother, now back at the University of Michigan. Holy smokes, Batman. Holy smokes. Our show being brought to you today by the Bob Roorman Auto Group at BobRoorman.com. You can't get anything better than that. A special shout-out to our friends at Schaumburg Honda Auto, 755 East Golf Road, Ryan Roorman. Go to SchaumburgHondaAutos.com. And our friends down at Oak Brook Toyota, Alex Syed at OakbrookToyota.com and OakbrookSyed.com. You know, we're doing commercials. We're trying to blend them in a little bit. We get a chance. We go out. We see all these people. I can tell you in 1985 that I myself worked at Pilot Cadillac, and a young man was said, I'm going to bring this team to a Super Bowl. So Dale Pollock at the time said, let's spot him a car. Let's see what he can do. Gave him a car, a no-name from Brigham Young University, actually a couple of them, and gave him a car and said, here's a couple tickets. Come to the rest of our games this year. The young man's name was Jim McMahon. Glenn Kozlowski was there along with the rest, Brigham Young graduates. And God bless them. I had the privilege of delivering their cars to them in 1985 and 86 as the wore on back then, the Super Bowl like today, playing the following year. But you know what? You never know who's going to be there. So like Tom Gosch and the Chicago Blitz and Coach Mike Oliver and Jack Serina and Jenny with the Chicago Blitz Dancers, Tom Aiello with White Space TV. We talked with Bikeline this week. We had Andrew Bosin on. We had Dave Parker. We had all, you know, I'm looking at all the names of people that are up there this week. So when you get a chance and you want to go to Libertyville Mitsubishi and talk to Peter Cole at LibertyvilleMitsubishi.com or go up to Gurney Hyundai and say hi to our friend up there. I believe it's Todd Nelson. He's from Chesterton, Indiana. He's the finance manager down there for George Lopez at Chesterton Nissan. You know, look at the pain. Tom Brady right now, facing the sidelines with 11 minutes and 7 seconds left, it's 0-0. Second and 7. And the interesting thing about this is it's anybody's game. And I think Stan Wozniak, I'll say a friend of mine, not a good friend, but a friend of mine, I kind of forgot to give him his credit where credit is due as a United States Marine. And a shout-out to Georgette Frank. The great work that she does with Barb Matsoukas at Harvard Marine Foundation, Marines for Life that are out there, Elizabeth Belcaster at EMB Consultants, Mick Yeager at the Teamsters here in Chicago, you know, great people, helmets to hard hats, all trying to do the same thing. So Ozinga, looking to hire Ozinga, one of the big trucking companies, earth moving concrete people out there, hiring our veterans today. You know, the Soldier's Family was founded to try to help people find one job. So be it that it's just a job for you, a job for your family, a job for a friend in the Soldier's Family, sftvr.com now stands for more than that. We were told last week through one of our Marine friends we should call it the Semper Fi TV and Radio. And then we went up to Great Lakes Naval Training Center and we were said, well, why don't you call it the Sailor's Family TV and Radio? And now with our friend Tom Aiello, we were asked to call it the Schomburg Family TV and Radio. You know, it just doesn't get much better than this. My friend Alan Sterling, the treasurer for the Jimi Hendrix Foundation, you know, all the great people that are out there, his friend at Chesterton Speedway, and for now, out there who works with the A.J. Foyt Racing Team, our friends, as this punt goes back to the Patriots with 9 minutes and 20 seconds left caught. We're going to see where they're going to spot the ball here in a second. 0-0 in the first quarter, 9:20 to go. And now the reason we watch the show, it's the commercials. Let's see what we got. So right now we got a woman in a bathtub somewhere back in Greece or Rome, and jumping up on a horse, ripping apart a castle, riding that horse, mounting appropriately, I'll leave it like that. Game of War, Fire Age, brought to you by, well, now Disney. What doesn't Disney do? Well, all the great stuff. Hey, thanks for listening to our show today. A special shout-out to our friend Katy Perry for doing a halftime show today. Let's see if you put out one more of her songs. Katy, how about one more song? Is that all right?
Okay, Steve.
All right, let's hear it. Last Friday Night. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back live at Super Bowl 49 in Phoenix, Arizona. Brady keeps handing it off. And, you know, the logic here is the Seahawks pushing him back to the line of scrimmage. 7 minutes and 14 seconds left to go. Second and four. Third down coming up for the Patriots. And, you know, just not seeing a spark on this game. It's like, okay, we all made our money. Let's not get hurt. So Josh McDaniels, the Patriots offensive coordinator, you know, look a little pensive, and it's like, well, you should be. You know, is this it? You make it to the Super Bowl? We're not seeing anybody really break out of their stride here. Seeing a lot of safe plays as we tune in. And right over the line, simple first down. You know, you're watching Tom Brady throw it right on the spot. Easy, Gronkowski taking the receive. First and down. Real simple. Steps over, come straight across. And now the defense looking where he's got 10 feet between them. Well, if he's running perpendicular, he can just run sideways, if you will, catch the ball, and then make a jump. He's going to make 3 yards. He's going to make 10 feet. He'll make that 3 yards. So Seahawks look a little sloppy here right now. First and 10. Patriots, once they get that momentum going, all you need is a spark, and Brady will rip your tail out with it. He's been here several times before, and he's going to do it again. So Seahawks, Pete Carroll, this ain't your mama's ball game here. Again, short, over the shoulder, parallel pass, little flip, boom. Second down, number 14 up on the ball. Now, we're watching all the different views on this game. Looks like there's about, you know, 4,000 cameras. And again, look at the screen plays. Right over the shoulder, left or right, the Seahawks going, go ahead and catch it, then we're going to tackle you. No aggression on the Seahawks here. So, Pete Carroll, what up? You know, you're just going to keep saying you're going to make it to the Super Bowl and keep your job? Let's do something here. You have a great offense. What's going on with the defense? Wright and Williams. They're not pushing. Yeah, he's getting ticked. He's getting ticked. And going, all right, now what? Third down, 5 minutes, 13 seconds left to go, and the play clock at 25 seconds. Soldier Conley coming up the line. As we're out there right now, looks deep. This should be a very strong, long play. We're going to go for a long pass here. Very long pass. And the ball comes up, and he's going to run it again. First down, and again, simple. The Seahawks, little or no defense. Little or no defense. We'll stop you after you get the ball. No aggression. So defense coordinator here for the Seattle Seahawks going, well, just stop him. No, you'll stop him before he gets the ball. The statement just made, you're not going to have more than 2 to 3 seconds to get to Brady. He can't hear a damn thing. He's looking at the front line. Sound is deafening. Ball is back again. Another run right to the line of scrimmage. Picks up one. 24. We're just watching a commercial with Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel. And, you know, God bless them for all the plastic surgery they have. Probably should have saved that $20,000 and just used a can of spray paint. Now, nothing wrong with having to get a few years out of there. They were talking about 21 years ago. What is app mean or what is the internet? And now they're driving in a BMW electric vehicle going, well, how does that work? So it's kind of funny when you're making those millions of dollars and not in touch with reality. Okay, Brady's back again off to the left side. Easy screen pass. Again, down to Gronkowski. Oh, I'm sorry, and goal. And Pete Carroll's going, you watch him. And you got to think to yourself, after Andor, all these shows, and we're going to be doing a new sports announcing for the Chicago Blitz coming up next month at the Villa Park Odeon. Shout out to my friend John Zaley out there. Used to be with us at a few games, Chicago Slaughter. We did Chicago Express, Chicago Wolves, Chicago White Sox, and the Chicago Cubs. Coming back to Chicago Thunders out there. Kane County Cougars coming up for a big year this year. And a shout-out to our friends in the Chicago Police Department and Memorial Foundation, John Gordon, Phil Klein, all of our friends out there. You know, you talk about one of the toughest jobs last night. We were out in Barrington, Illinois at the MC Cinema watching The American Sniper with the VFW Post 5151, Rolling Meadows, with a tribute to Brian Anderson in the movie, a triple amputee from Iraq and Afghanistan. Little be known, he has a twin brother. Okay, now we got the Seahawks down. And shout out to Brian Anderson. And a handshake goes out to Bradley Cooper, you know, of great fame of, you know, The Hangover in Las Vegas, Hangover 2. But I'll tell you what, to come out of a character and to be put in a military position to represent the military, I'd like to say a special thank you to Mr. Bradley Cooper, Gary Sinise, another great actor. It's just, you know, Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump with, you know, representing with Lieutenant Dan back then. In the end zone, intercepted by Seattle. You know, Pete Carroll must have been really upset, going, do something now. And he's going to kick him out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. And Super Bowl 49 is back on Seattle. Brady down. Brady's hurt. Pete Carroll out there swinging. Tom Brady is up. We have a man down on Seattle. And it says, do something right now, number 25, number 31. Step up. Why he threw that ball, Tom Brady has no idea. Try to make something happen, and there you go. One wrong move. One wrong move. We'll be right back. Let's hear about one of our friends here right now. When you're going out there, let's hear America. Okay, we don't want to hear America, then we'll hear Halo Cobra. I know you're gonna shut them down. I took my Cobra down the track. We'll be right back with the Super Bowl 49. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKE. Super Bowl 49, Jerry Lane just intercepted. Looks like he's going to be leaving the game. And you know what? What a bunch of crap. Tom Brady upset? Really? This is your job. How many people go to work every day and they're late, get caught in traffic, a salesman loses a sale? Oh, that's terrible. You know, blowing this off in an interception, that is just not – I have a cousin, Robert Tomaszewski. That is not acceptable, not at this level of play, not even at college. .131 left to go. Russell Wilson trying to do everything he can. The ball's hiked, and you're watching a four-man rush – against six men on the Brady, and they just collapse on Brady. It's like, just grab him. Just knock him down. And number 20, Jerry Lane, taking that off. 1 minute and 5 seconds left to go. Seattle Seahawks, second and three, a little more than a 24-yard line. 22, and up the middle, and that defense just gets behind. The offense gets behind him and pushes him over. First down, first and 10, Chicago Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks. Love Chicago, Chicago Blitz. With 49 seconds left to go, Marshawn Lynch, you know, watching him the other day being a complete dum-dum and saying, I'm here because I have to be here, should have been suspended out of this game. You know, men and women, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpas and grandpas, look forward to a little bit of excitement on the weekend, spend a lot of money on food at Fritos and Budweiser, that someone should kick this guy's tail, and I hope never hire him again. Now he's saying, oh, well, look at all the – he got negative publicity. What a bunch of crap. Just, you know what, you don't want to talk to your fans or what's going out there, leave the game. That's part of your responsibility as a player. All right, Wilson tackled back at the end of the first quarter, 0-0 as we take it out. But one thing I'm going to tell you, with the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, a friend of ours at Jet Black Comedy has one song called Never Let You Down. We'd like to thank you for listening to the one of many Chicago Talking Sports with our first show with Tom Gosch, president of Chicago Blitz, Stan Wozniak, Jack McInerney, Jax Tarina from God, Guns, and Automobiles, The Man Cow Show, Phyllis Bernstein, everyone on our show today, Mike Oliver, you name it, they're there at Schaumburg Honda Autos and the Bob Gorman Auto Group. God bless you, all of it. And as we always say, if you can't stand behind our troops, I suggest you stand in front of them. I'm Steve Tomaszewski, Talking Sports. Have a great, great Super Bowl 49.
I'll never let you down. 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 My heart gives me this sign. Bow it fell behind. I'll never let you down. Count the minutes as they pass. I count the boys you say you love. Drag of all the tears. The bed is still above. The things we used to do. The seed that never grew. Lord knows I want.
never let you down. Never let you down. Never let you down.